His wife I had in class at the State University. And in one of the early classes, someone asked me about Anglican orders. Are they valid? I said, no, the Catholic Church does not hold that Anglican orders are valid. After class, this young wife came to me and she said, I thought I was married to an Anglican priest. But what you're telling us, I'm afraid maybe my husband is not a priest. So she told him that night. The next class, I got a long letter, 4-page letter, and the writing I could not read, from her husband. And he said, Father, my wife tells me she's very upset because she tells me I'm not a priest. Could we possibly meet? So I had dinner with him, his wife, and then they had one child. We talked and we talked and we talked. And he decided that he would come to university. I was teaching and I had a course just for him. And guess, the course was on Saint John of the Cross. Then he got a master's degree because I was teaching him privately. But he was still an Anglican. He had two parishes. He decided he wants to get a doctorate in Catholic theology. So he moved with his family to Canada, where I was teaching at University of Ottawa. He got a parish in Canada, Anglican parish. And he wrote his doctoral thesis on papal infallibility. An Anglican pastor. He still was an Anglican. And then he decided to become a Catholic. Then his wife divorced him. For 25 years, he has been trying to get ordained as a Catholic priest. And the problem, of course, is that his wife divorced him, and she even got a declaration of nullity from a bishop in the United States. The husband, this Anglican pastor, but my marriage is valid. So I helped him appeal to the Holy See, and Rome reversed the decision of the bishop, because she was dating another man. So, then Rome reversed the declaration of nullity. She is stuck. She cannot remarry. But she won't go back to her husband.
She divorced him because he became a Catholic?
Yes. Yeah, she did all the necessary things, see? She became a Catholic, she divorced him, she got a declaration of nullity. And, of course, there was another man she wanted to marry. He is still waiting. Can I give you his name? Because I've got people praying for him. His name is Burns B-U-R-N-S Seeley. S-E-E-L-E-Y. Burns Seeley. When some of my Jesuit students in theology had problems with the faith, I would send them to this Anglican pastor to get straightened out. He knows the Catholic faith very well, very intelligent. And the bishop of Chicago, the present bishop, told me to find a bishop for him because he'll give him work in Chicago. But he says, because of the revolution in Chicago. Chicago is in revolution. And sisters, I mentioned this, I think, to you also, that he would very much want the Archbishop of Chicago to have a Missionaries of Charity to at least a little bit of catechetics.
Everywhere we are, we are available for catechism.
And what's the problem here?
Yes. Why we are not teaching?
In Chicago?
Yes.
Because the teachers that he has in Chicago, well, some are Catholic. Most of them are off the wall. And you people have a good reputation. You're considered Orthodox. You know that? Catholic. Well, that's why the sinner is here. Please, Father, what are the differences between the powers and the faculties of the priesthood? Well, it's the English language. When you speak of power, you think of an automobile or a big machine or, see, the power of a hurricane. In English, the word power, but in Latin, I think I told you, in Latin, we distinguish between physical power and spiritual power. And the word for spiritual power, who remembers in Latin? Virtus. Virtus. Okay. Now, so we speak of virtue. Virtue, we said, is a spiritual power. Now we normally think of virtue as a spiritual power that we have to exercise, well, in our own interest, to live a good spiritual life. We need virtues, faith, hope, and charity, and we need prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. However, we may speak of virtue. And in most cases, we speak of virtue as a personal power that we receive, say, when we are baptized. However, there are certain... Now, the language is strange because of our English vocabulary. Remember, virtue means spiritual power. However, there are certain virtues. Language in English, I say, hardly makes sense. It's only apostolic.